Chapter 1. Dagger in the Night. Moonlight cast a thin shadow across the floor as a cold night wind rustled Zwiska's cape. He had been silent since ascending the stairwell of the keep, sneaking past numerous men patrolling the halls. The highest level had proved the least guarded, but getting past the last two men without them seeing him was impossible. Zwiska would take only a few seconds, emerging from the shadows moving under bleak torchlight, to be within range. The hour was late and the guards were tired. Within only a few strides of his targets, he went from a sneaking pace to a sprint before leaping into the larger one, driving his dagger into his neck. Turning to the second man, he was surprised when he dropped his spear and cowered, putting his hands out in a motion begging for mercy. A poor guard for his charge in the keep. Zwiska slashed his neck, causing a bubbling red stream to run down the collapsing body. He glanced back down the hall as he caught and laid the man next to the first one. His killings had not gotten the attention of anyone else in the keep. He glanced at an image on the door before passing into the room, leaving their bodies outside. He would not tarry. Through an open window across the room, he could hear the dogs barking and their frantic but pointless search. One of the other bodies must have been found. He was not surprised, given he had to take the main road in and the city was already on high alert due to their rebellious state. He was sent to curb the Lord of Tarmena's obedience to his masters. The Lord had ignored other attempts at peace, and a lesson tonight would teach him to behave appropriately. Zwiska tiptoed forward. His boots made little noise as he passed across the darkened room. An image of a tree and two stars, as well as a mention of a medallion worn by his target, accompanied the message that had ordered him from the desert of the south to this far northern wooded town. Upon the door of this very room, he saw the identical image. A sleeping form awaited their death. Stepping around a rocking chair and then onto a rug that ran before the canopied bed, he could see in the gleam of the moon a sheen metal upon the chest of the person. In the blankets, the person moved, and something fell out of the bed, rolling into Swiska's path. He stepped on it, looked down, and found a doll wearing a blue dress under his dark boots. What is this? He moved his hand from the hilt of his dagger and reached down to pick up the doll. Its stringy hair was caked with blood from the underside of his boot. The guard near the front gates had required additional silencing, and Swiska's foot had worked well to quiet him. He dropped the doll and then leaned over the bed. He had expected a woman or a man, but instead, wrapped in blankets and slightly snoring, he found a little girl sleeping. Her arm was above her head and her hair fell down her face in braided strands. Why a child? This cannot be. However, the child was marked with a medallion as his task stated she would be. His masters would not take failure lightly. The keepers, the assassins of the Order of Men, were not allowed to choose to accept or not. They were to simply comply with the wishes of the Order. His hand gripped his dagger, but his heart thudded and he shivered with chills. He could not draw blood from a child. What crime would a child be guilty of? He had no choice. It was a moment later when the heavy thud of metal boots preceded the door to the room slamming open. A form appeared holding a torch and a large hammer. It was a large man, taller than Zwiska and swift, much swifter than the veiled assassin expected. Zwiska went for his sword, sidestepping the arching blow from the hammer, which cracked onto the floor just near the bed of the child. He tripped over the rocking chair and rolled toward the wall.